I don't care what is happening in your life. God, who is able, is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
Adore you, Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Fill us power, glory, glory. Bring your sick and your weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position will change. The devil blinds people's mind to rob them of their blessings in Christ. Satan is a master deceiver, but you cannot be deceived on what you. The word is Jesus, and Jesus is the word of God. So in the New Testament, God is saying, take the word, and with this word, go and do deliverance. So nothing can stop the Lord. The word of God is unstoppable when it comes to deliverance. Is that true, sir? So your deliverance is in the rod. Is where? And the rod is powerful. Which means the word of God is what? Powerful. He said, it's sharper than two-edged sword. Piercing and dividing as soul and marrow and joints and marrow than the thoughts and intents of the heart. I saw something from Micah 7:14. Feed thy people with thy rod. Did you hear that? Feet that people thereof, the flock of thy inheritance will dwell solitary in the wood, in the midst of Carmel. Let them feed in Bashan and Gilead as the days of old. He said, feed them with the word. So my duty is to feed you with the word. And when I begin to feed you without understanding, you know what I'm doing? Deliverance. He sent his word. Deliverance is not somebody preaching, he's speaking the word. Shout hallelujah. Whether you're watching on tape. Now, so my deliverance is where? In the word. Where's my deliverance? Where's my deliverance? Where is my deliverance? So if I take the word, that was what Moses did. He took the rod. He said, Pharaoh, let my people go. With this rod, I'm going to deal with you. He delivered Israel with one rod. He said, take this rod. Pharaoh can't stand you. Moses displayed all manner of signs. He caught flies, he caught frogs. Pharaoh said, what kind of problem is this? This man tormented Pharaoh. For a witch to be harassing you, they should flog you. If you have the rod, you will make witches, you will torment witches, and witches will be saying, this man, no. So, from the rod, I rescue men out of darkness. Are you getting what I'm saying? With the word of God. Deliverance is not mechanized. God said, take this word and your deliverance is sure. Come on, sir, here. How many understand what God said here? You understand what God said? Glory to God. How do I position myself for deliverance? I call it positioning for steps for your deliverance. How do I position myself for deliverance? From the word. From what? The word. I'm going to take ABC in this teaching. Now, how do I position myself for what? Through the rod. Through the, which is the word of God. Number one. Be conscious of your new status in Christ. Be what? of your new status in Christ. I'm going to take it very gently. If you understand this, you'll be talking devil. You'll be telling the devil, hey, stupid devil. Your guarantee for deliverance is in the consciousness of your new status. Now, I take it very gently. Ephesians chapter 2, 4 to 6. Please open your Bible so you can understand things. Don't just say, I know it. Open your Bible. Open your Bible. Open your Bible. Open your Bible. Ephesians 2, 4 to 6. Are we there? But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we are dead in sins, hath quickened. That word mean quicken means to make alive. Has quickened us together with Christ. Quicken us together what? Let me explain something to you from that scripture. Have you ever, how many of you have seen train? You've seen train? Have you seen train? You've seen train? Now, the train, the head, and the coach, they are quickened together. Wherever the head goes of the train, that's where the coaches go. Is that true, sir? I'm not understanding what I'm trying to say. If the head is going this way, all the coaches will go that way because they are quickened, fasting together, one to another. Is that clear, sir? Now, he said you are fasting like that with Christ. I mean, understand the simple illustration. Now, he said, by grace ye are saved, and I raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in who? So the Bible is saying, when you give your life to Jesus, he took you out of where you used to be to a new place now where he is. You need to know who you are and what you are worth. Otherwise, your deliverance is not in view. That when you are born again, there's a shift in your lineage, in your background, that you are no longer who you used to be. You are now a new person.
David Ibiomi will be right back.
Every day improve your life. Every day. The more you improve your life, the more you become stronger.
New release by your best-selling author, David Ibiomi. The Power of Small Beginning. Miracle Hands. Living Without Financial Pressure. The Prosperous Family. How to Hear from God. How Faith Works. Unlimited Success. Recovering Your Inheritance. Releasing Your Destiny. Keys to Impactful Living, Created for Distinction, and lot more. You will discover the plan and purpose of God for your life, family, finances, relationship, businesses, and career as you go through the pages of these books. To get a copy of any of these books, please call the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Now, you read this scripture. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Stop there. Before I say all things that pass away. Stop there. When they say you are a new creature, have you asked, did your eyes change? I'll come again. Did your nose change? Then is God telling lies? When I said the Bible, I said, remember God said, my word cannot be altered. Now come again. He said he recreated you. Is that your Bible? New creature means you are recreated. Is that true? Where did God recreate you from? From where? From your spirit? God is. So he recreated you from your spirit? You agree with me? Your nose is not the real you. The real you is your spirit. God is a spirit. So he said He recreated your spirit. Because the day your spirit goes out, this body drops dead. So God said, when you became born again, He gave you His own spirit and removed your father's spirit. He gave you His own. You never had the spirit of God before now, if you are not born again. The moment a man gives his life to Jesus, the old spirit that is human goes off. He gives the man his own spirit. And Satan is also his spirit. Now, Satan could attack you because two of you were operating at the same level. When you are not born again, listen carefully, I'm making ABC. When you are not born again, Satan and you were at the same level because you carried his spirit. When you became born again, God removed Satan's spirit and put his spirit in you, so there was a shift in position. I come again. Very practical teaching. Listen carefully. A man in any part of the world and decide to be a citizen of another nation. Let me give Nigeria and America, for instance, as an illustration. You are born in Nigeria, and then you went to America, and they said, now we want to give you, make you an American citizen. And they gave you an American passport. You became an American citizen, but you are born in Nigeria. Get carefully, get it clear. Now, your citizenship is in Nigeria or America? America? Did your nose change? Did your eyes change? Why did you become an American citizen? By the passport you carry now? When you became born again, your nose did not change, your eyes did not change, but your citizenship changed. You moved from earthly to heavenly, from the world to God. You are no longer the same person. You have to be conscious of that. That's why I say you must be conscious of your new status. Now hear this. When you became born again, you were shifted from the Satan's kingdom to God's kingdom. That's where deliverance starts. That's where what? I'm not understanding what I'm saying here. He said we are seated with who? In Philippians 3:20, don't bother to open. The New King James Amplified said, we are citizens of heaven. We are citizens of what? Now you wonder, where is the heavens? You know, some people say, Chineke, how can I be here and say I'm in heaven? That's where some of you are making mistake. Come here. I'm going to teach, if I can grasp this. I've taught it over and over, but I'll keep teaching it. Now, listen, when we say we're in heaven, someone say heaven, okay? Heaven is where we die, we will go now. Because religion told you that you would go to heaven when you die. Is that not true? Heaven is not when you die. I'll show you from Bible. Many of us say, when we say heaven, okay? Heaven. How can I be in heaven when I'm living in Port Harcourt, I'm living in Lagos, I'm living in Houston? They say heaven. Look at me now here. No. I'll show you where heaven is. When you become born again, he said he has translated us and delivered from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. And that place where we read in Ephesians chapter 2, 4 to 6. In 6, the Bible says we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. In chapter 1, 19 to 21, the Bible said, far above principalities and powers. Far above what? Paul said that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened to know what I have done, that God has moved you from this kingdom to his own kingdom. This is what the Bible said. Now listen carefully. Please, can somebody come up? Someone come up. Stand here. Look at me. This man was here. Earthly places. Earthly what? The Holy Ghost, give me. I will read the scripture. Put Revelation chapter 12. Don't go. Let me explain to you. Revelation 12 and verse 8. Verse 8. Now, look at it. And prevail none other. There was no place found anymore. Where? This is talking about Satan. The Bible says Satan could not prevail. He had no place where? In heaven. Is that true? Verse 12. Verse 12 says, verse 12 of Jeremiah, Revelation 12. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you. So we have two kingdoms. We have what? We have the heaven and the earth. I don't understand it. We have heavens and what? The earth. Now, the Bible said, when you gave your life, you are now seated with Christ in where? In where? In where? Satan is seated in earthly places. I come again. Where is Satan? Where are you? If you are born again. Now, God is saying, when you gave your life to Jesus, Christ moved you from, I'm just using the figure, from the earthly, look at it, to the heavenly where Jesus is. You are now here. Come up, sir. Come up. Anybody, just come. Come, sir. Stand here. Look at two of them. Stand here. Try to stretch your hand from here to catch this man. Is it possible? No, you don't bother. You try to catch him. You cannot. This man is at a lower point, earthly. This man is heavenly. So far above. So this man is operating, not him. Just get an illustration. It can never be him. Satan is operating at this realm. Trying to catch this man will be a waste of time. Jesus said, when you became born again, you are lifted to that level where witches, wizards, armed robbers, assassins cannot touch you. You have been delivered with that understanding. Because it's the spirit that controls the physical. Satan is a spirit. He speaks to his devils. When you know where you are, the devil tell him, don't go there. This man knows where he is. What you see happening in the physical first is controlling the spirit. When this man wants to do evil, this one knows where he belongs. Satan will tell him, don't go near him. Don't go near him. This man is not our candidate. He sits in a place where nobody can come. I'm going to understand what God's saying. Simple understand. Simple understand. This is the truth. Every redeemed child of God is far above satanic strongholds. So what you do now is to possess a far above mentality. Is to possess what? What guarantees victory in the battle of life is possessing a far above Satan does not have what it takes to prevail where you dwell. Any satanic assault on your life is illegal. Is what? Are you getting what I'm saying? Hear this. Until Satan can disprove the reality of resurrection, he cannot challenge your superiority over him. If Jesus came out of the grave, then Satan can never challenge the authority that you are seated in heavenly places. A simple faith in that word. With this mentality in you, Satan cannot keep you frustrated, cannot keep you stagnated. You won't have evil dream. Just say, I'm seated there. That's the end. Hello. With this rod in your hand, you can take charge any day, anytime, anywhere. Now listen. Walk in the reality of this truth. Your deliverance will be instant. Just say like this. I'm saying heavenly places. So what in that heavenly places? Is there sickness? I come again. Is there sickness? Okay. If Satan comes to you in the night and say, I am Satan. I am now going to heaven. And as I'm going to heaven, I'm going to fight there. Will you do an all night? Why? I come again. Very simple. You know, Bible is a simplicity of the gospel. When I started teaching, Satan comes to your ear. Now I am Satan. And I'm going to heaven. And when I'm going to heaven, I'm going to fight there. How many of you will fast and pray? You fast and pray? Why? Why? Answer. This time teaching is not. Why? It's not in heaven? It cannot go to heaven? Are you sure? He speaks. He says, I am Satan. And he makes noise in your room. I'm Satan. This night I'm going to heaven. And I'm going to make sure I fight there. How many will panic? You won't panic? Why? Because Satan can't go to heaven? You are very sure? You are convinced? Why are you not convinced that that place he cannot go to is where you stay? That the Bible said that is where you belong. If you belong there, then he cannot have power. It's that simple. Romans chapter 10. Open. Shall we read verse 6 together? Want to go? But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in thy heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ. Don't say all this heaven they are talking. How can somebody be here? He said, don't say it. Yeah, the Bible warning you. Verse 7 together. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring up Christ again from the dead. Verse 8 finally. But what saith it? That the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. He said, what makes heaven a reality is the integrity of the word. Standing on God's word, I don't care. God said, I'm in heaven, and that's it, and I believe it, I'm in heaven. He said, that's where you get your victory. Not, he said, don't save in your heart. Can there be heaven? He said, just stand on what God has said, and that is all. You see, this Satan will never have access to you. All this Satan is your ignorance. He said, as simple as the Bible says, stand on it and Satan, I am in heaven. And believe that word. You will never have an evil dream. Come and understand what the Bible says here. He said, as simple as that, just agree with this truth that where you are is not where Satan is. Just believe it and just stand on it, and forever Satan will have no access to you. Deliverance is simply having understanding of the word of God. Deliverance is not somebody pushing your head. With that, Satan can torment you, can buffet you, can molest you even in the sleep. And far. I've not seen the armed robber that can say, lift your hand. Ah, he's not been born. Can an armed robber look at the face of Jesus and say, lift your hand? You know why? I'm seated where he's seated. Can you look at the lion as a dog and say, I'm a dog, now I bark at the lion? Have you seen any dog of any kind that bark at the lion? The roaring of a lion makes the dog die. Am I talking somewhere else? So when I roar, an armed robber will die. Because I'm seated. There's no day an elephant, baby elephant, will pray to be big. He becomes big because he has the jigs of an elephant. A lion will not give birth to a goat. Lion give birth to another lion. So if Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah, then I'm another lion. I'm seated with him in heavenly place. So it is me that should be harassing the devil, not the devil harassing me. Come on, somebody, get what God saying here. Satan is painted as a dog. Jesus is painted as a lion. So when I roar, the dog should shiver. A witch should be panicking when I'm around. So it is not you to be running from a witch. A witch should be running from me. You don't do deliverance because of a witch. The witch should be running and say, lions have come. I will pack out of this compound. You are now packing out for a witch. A witch will make you pack out. When the witch you pack out, the day you pack into the compound. Simple understand. You are fasting and praying, but you lack under. Be conscious. A general, for instance, can be unshot. But when he appears, an armed recruit will say, Moisa. The general will not hold even his pistol. Just unshot, going to play lawn tennis. And he walks in. The armed man will say, Moisa. Why? The general is conscious of his position as a general, and the recruit knows that he's a recruit. My friend, you should know that you are a general, and every witch, every wizard is a recruit. So, deliverance is not in mechanized system. Deliverance is in knowledge. When you live in a compound, all the witches you pack. His consciousness is what? The general does not need to tell the recruit, I'm a general. He's so conscious of wish. Am I talking? So he's on short. He's on what? Yet his consciousness makes him. He say, my friend, won't you give me my salute? He won't be asked already to jump. He say, ah, sir, you're here? Come on, sir. He brings us a chest and put the gun on his shoulder. On a man who's on short. So when the devil sees you, he should say to you what? Come on, sir. And give you a what? Salute and say, I didn't know you are the one. I step out of your territory. Come on, sir, here. How many know they're in charge? So I'm sitting with Christ in heavenly places, far above all witches, all wizards, occultic forces. That's where deliverance starts. Deliverance is simply a function of knowledge. Accepted Jesus as He is our Lord and Savior. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for watching Hour of Salvation. For more information about Salvation Ministries, how you can become a member, and how you can get in our materials, visit salvationministrieshs.org. You can also watch David Ibiomi in our live services every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and Thursday from 4:30 p.m. GMT Bottles 1. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Send in your testimonies and prayer requests to info@salvationministrieshs.org, PO Box 13670, Port Harcourt, Nigeria, or call the number you see on your screen. God has not given up on you. Don't give up on yourself. Jesus is Lord forever.